Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Goldman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Akers applying the tag. Averill moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Averill picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Averill. Alexander goes all the way around to score. Stone moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone scores. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Funk moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth bunts towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to third. Akers moves to second. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer scores. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-0 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Stone moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-2 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stone tags and scores. One out. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Goldman moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Miller now pitching. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Porter scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 6-3, Tigers. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell pinch hits for Ed Montague. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Tigers. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Stone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stone. Sewell moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Pete Appleton pinch hits for Jake Miller. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Appleton now pitching. Joe Sewell now playing third base. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Shevlin now playing first base. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Akers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Akers reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 4 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.